First it was on, then it was off, but now it's on again. A concert that has been in the planning stages since April was given the red light earlier this week due to the threat of a lawsuit.
On Monday evening, we were notified by the city of Draper that they were going to cancel the event due to a threat.
Drew Howells, founder of Warrior Worship Ministries, the group putting on the concert, says the person was threatening to sue the city for holding a religious event in the public's backyard. Wednesday afternoon, the Draper City Council reversed that decision, saying the show will go on.
We're ecstatic and working together. There's no hard feelings at all. We understand that Draper was backed up against the wall by these threats.
But Dan Ellis, president of Atheists of Utah, paints a slightly different picture. Although he wasn't the one threatening to sue, he says he was aware of the concert because a couple of residents in Draper contacted his group, concerned about a mailer they received promoting it.
They didn't think that was proper that, you know, the city would use taxpayer funds to send out a mailer to all of city residents promoting this as a religious event, and they had initially contacted us for more information or possible help.
Ellis says he's not against the concert itself, but he is concerned that the city used taxpayer funds inappropriately, especially when he learned that Draper laid down more than $20,000 as a deposit for the event.
Article 1, Section 4 of the Utah State Constitution states that no public money or property shall be appropriated for or applied to any religious worship, exercise, or instruction, or the support of any ecclesiastical establishment.
The city says it's been paid back for all the money it put forward, but it didn't want to comment any further, citing impending lawsuit concerns. Warrior Worship Ministries says the concert's being held to bring awareness to the struggle service members face and their families. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.